The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Stephen Miller of the Republican administration in the US described Donald Trump and other officials' visit to Davos during the week as, and I quote, a masterclass, a true, amazing masterclass in diplomacy, statesmanship, leadership. That was what we saw, as he says, in Davos this week with President Trump. With me is John O'Brien, Professor of European Union Politics at Maynooth University. John, at the end of that, what Stephen Miller describes as a masterclass, where are relations with the European Union and the United States left, and where are relations within the EU left?
Good morning, Anton. Well, listening to you there, I thought for a moment you were introducing a comedy sketch in referencing Stephen Miller. What Trump did this week was to literally take a wrecking ball to the American relationship with Europe. And it didn't work. It backfired on him spectacularly because, number one, the Europeans were really well prepared and coordinated. But number two, much more importantly, they were ready to strike back at him. Remember that he promised to put new tariffs, that is, in addition to those that went on last summer by the 1st of February, if the Europeans didn't give in to his threats about Greenland. And unlike last summer, when I think the Europeans made a terrible, terrible strategic error in conceding to him on these unfair tariffs, they said no. So they had a package of almost 100 billion euros worth of targeted tariffs that would have hit MAGA states in particular. And just as importantly, they had this threat of using the anti-coercion instrument, which is something that's never been used to date. But if it had been deployed, it could have severely incapacitated American companies in their ability to sell goods into the single market or just to do business. So I think that's what really made the difference. There was talk that it was Mark Rutte's conversation with Trump after that ridiculous speech that did it. But I think it was because the Europeans learned the lesson of last summer and they showed strength rather than weakness. And because Trump is a classic school ground bully, they understood that the only way you have to deal with him now is to confront him in order to make him back down. And that's what it, that's what happened, basically.
Can I ask you a question about the nature of him being confronted? Because I was reading some of the sort of the backroom coverage of Davos, and one report said that Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump had bumped into each other and that it was very affable and friendly and warm in the corridor. And then Alistair Campbell was describing the reaction of world leaders in the room as he was sitting among them during Trump's speech. And he said that what you got was sort of nodding and polite laughter at the jokes. Is the resistance pantomime?
Well, the routine on Trump's part, I think, is often very calculated for a whole variety of reasons. I think what really matters, however, is the substance. But I think one of the key things that motivated the style, if you like, of that speech and the hostility in it was what happened the day before. Remember, the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, went into that very same audience and gave a true masterclass in diplomatic speech writing. It was a superb speech. And I think Trump was actually really, really jealous that that morning, as he was arriving in Davos, Carney was on the front page of every newspaper in the world that mattered and getting great credit for the realism of the speech that he had made in Davos. So
but,
I think
but that's that goes to the question that I'm asking, John. He seems to be one of the few who is providing actual, genuine, consistent, deep-seated resistance. We don't hear that kind of talk nor that kind of strength of character from many across the European Union, or do we?
We haven't to date, you're right, and I think many of us have been deeply, deeply frustrated with that. But I think, again, there's been a real signal change here this week. Just look at what happened, for example, in reaction to the subsequent remarks of Trump about NATO soldiers and what they had and hadn't done in helping the United States in Afghanistan. For Keir Starmer, who was perhaps the single most timid European leader in all of this. And remember, when the Europeans were preparing their tariff response, Starmer said, no, the UK is not going to do that because it would be very damaging. He was basically admitting that he couldn't do it, that the United Kingdom is in such a vulnerable position. But his statement yesterday, along with lots of other leaders in Britain, including Prince Harry, who had served, of course, in Afghanistan, the tone was just entirely different from any time in the last year. So I think there's been a gradual kind of process where European leaders realize you can't just engage in Trump whispering. It's actually been completely counterproductive over the last year. And the only language this guy understands is power and strength. And I think going forward, that's what we're going to see, even publicly, not just in private, but in public as well.
Well, where it'll be tested, I suppose, in the short term will be the Board of Peace, because that's a very clear request for countries around the world to nail their colours to Trump's mast. So what do you expect to see from European member states in respect of that?
Well, firstly, it is, of course, a monument to Trump's colossal narcissism. Just look at the design of the thing. You can see that very clearly. It's a group that, fitting Trump's personality, is full of dictators and war criminals, people wanted by the International Criminal Court. Europe wants nothing to do with this. The only two states to date that have signed up are Albania, opportunistically, I think, not a member of the European Union, and Bulgaria. And in Bulgaria, it's caused a huge backlash there because they're facing into a general election. The argument there is that the government didn't have the authority to do this, and there was deep dissatisfaction in Brussels at the European Council with the Bulgarians. So this thing is not going to go anywhere. It's another shiny toy that Trump has invented for himself to make himself look good. It is, of course, grotesque that Gaza is being treated as this sort of play toy of the world's dictators when there could be 200,000 people dead, huge numbers of people still under the rubble. This is not an alternative to the UN or anything like that. It's Trump's latest folly and cry for attention, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Professor O'Brien, thank you very much. That is Professor John O'Brien, professor in European politics in Maynooth.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.